We are talking Halloween and a lot of good TV with Jasmine Savoy Brown. This is BHL's Next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live Next.
Found the truth beneath your lies.
That was such a good transition.
It was so
like,
good. It was crisp.
It was smooth.
It was good. It was like nice BHLB and then
Beyonce.
Beyonce enters.
Have you ever seen her live?
No.
Me neither. But I feel would like sell my kidney.
I would sell anything.
To see her live.
I'd sell my
like
kidney.
Close up.
Yeah.
Am no, I break my heart oh, too yeah. much to be in the nosebleeds?
Oh my, no, it would. That's why my friends are always like, do you want to go see her? And I'm like, are we going to be on the
sitting?
Floor? Because yeah. if we're not, then I'd just rather yes. watch an HBO special.
Exactly. Am and I then I cry yeah. happy tears mm-hmm. or sad tears.
And is it fun like when you're doing it in your house? Because then you can dance
you
with
can
her.
Jam.
And it's not weird. Like you can practice mm-hmm. the moves she's
you
doing.
You repeat a song over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do that live.
You can't.
My Beyonce remote is not going to work.
She should have that.
She should have that. But it's not to be abused.
Not to be abused.
Not to be put in the hands of anyone.
No.
Other than us.
Just like us. Yeah. Just
the two us. Of us. Repeat.
Like, you like that part? Rewind it.
Oh, me too. Do it again.
What's up, guys? This is BHL's Next. I'm Raylan T. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taryn. I have the lovely Jasmine Savoy Brown in studio. Hello. Please let the people know where they can find you.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Jasmine Savoy.
Jasmine Savoy. I'm so glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
Guys, I've been trying
finally
to get her on the show.
For too long.
For a very long time. But she's been so busy, and I see why you have so much going on.
Yes, it's been a good year.
But it's good.
It's been a good year for me. It's great.
Good to be busy.
It's great stuff.
And I know people, well, one of the questions that I want to ask you that's very serious, okay. a very serious question that I feel like everybody wants
okay.
to know. What curly hair products do you use? I feel like everybody wants to know this.
Okay.
Your hair is like always like on point.
Thank
like, this
you.
Is like
that
curly
has been a
hair,
long journey.
Curly hair inspo.
To get to this point.
Really?
Believe me.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, tell me about it.
Oh, you want to know?
Yeah, I want to know.
Well,
everybody wants to know. Inquiring minds want to know about
okay.
Jasmine's hair.
Buckle up. It's a story. I mean, it's not that much of a story. Basically, I grew up in Oregon.
Okay.
Raised by my white mom, single
mm-hmm.
white mom. She did not know what to do with my hair.
Mm-hmm.
But I was very lucky that she didn't let me straighten it, which I hated, especially like in middle school and all my friends and my two other half black friends were straightening
mm-hmm.
their hair and
mm-hmm.
people called me fuzzy head.
Mm-hmm.
I hated
mm-hmm.
that. But now I'm really lucky because it's beautiful and
yeah.
I've learned to love it and I've learned how to style it.
Yes.
So right now I'm using this product. I say WeDad. I'm not actually positive how to pronounce it.
It's okay.
It's OUIDAD.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's WeDad.
Okay.
Oh man, my hair is soaking
yeah?
it up.
What does it smell like?
It smells like not fruity in a bad way.
Okay.
Like good fruity. Mm. Like just the right amount of fruity and the right amount of like
Yeah. Okay. Because naturally my hair is curly. I wear my hair curly.
Okay.
But I straightened it because I thought I was going to a Halloween party. Did not go.
Oh, I
but,
want to hear that story.
Yes.
Today or yesterday?
Yesterday. Yeah.
What happened?
I just like wanted to just, you know, chill and carve a pumpkin.
That sounds great.
I just was like
better.
You know what? I just
that's
wanted
so
chill.
Much better.
And
what did you carve?
So funny story, didn't I gutted the pumpkin and did all this.
And that's
didn't
it.
Even carve it. But I did make Halloween cupcakes.
Oh,
yeah.
With the pumpkin?
Like, no,
like
I baked cupcakes, and when we went, and me and my mom, like, really went hard in Vons and bought, like, the decorating
yes.
tips and, like,
we did that.
Like, real bakers. And I watch a lot of Cupcake Wars, so I was kind of like,
you knew what you were doing.
Yeah,
right
a little bit. I was kind of like, I think I might know a few things. I watch a few Cupcake Wars, but it's actually really tough. So, like, when I
yeah.
used to judge these people, like, oh my gosh, that's what you made in 50 minutes, I'm like, I don't know why I was so
I
hard on them.
Because cupcakes in 15
no,
minutes. Especially with the design.
Oh, no,
like,
it's hard.
Slab icing. Be happy it's half baked.
It's so hard. It's so hard. So, but they came out really cute because I
good.
Really put my mind into it. But I was just so exhausted from baking that I was like, I can't even think about starting
no.
this pumpkin. But I might finish today.
At least you got the hard part done.
Oh, yeah.
Scooping
that part.
Hard. Now
and
you
my,
can just be creative.
Yeah.
You know.
The funny thing is, like, I called my mom, like, she's like Snoop and Martha Stewart combined. So, like,
that's amazing.
It's like this pretty woman who's like really tough, but like she knows how to do a lot of like home ec stuff, which is weird. Like, she knows how to like gut a pumpkin out like that.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I was calling her Snoop Stewart around the house all yesterday. I was like, okay, Snoop Stewart, you're good at this.
Did she think it was funny?
Yeah, she thought it was hilarious. She's like, oh, look at you, always with a joke. But thank you for giving me your curly hair tips.
Yeah, when I go, or mixed chicks. My hair likes mixed chicks.
Oh, mixed chicks. Okay. Yeah, because when I go and wash my hair, probably tonight, I'll remember this. I've been like getting like, I've been rallying up people with curly hair, and I'm like,
and getting all the tips.
Yeah, so I'm like, so I've been doing that since when I moved you out. Do your hair, what products do you use? I've been taking pictures lately.
Yes, and you can't do the same thing for too long.
That's why. And that's why I've been surveying people. I'm like, so your hair kind of looks similar to mine. Mm-hmm. What do you use?
You gotta mix it up.
Yeah, let me take a picture of your product. They're probably like, okay, like, this girl's weird. But I'm like, I'm in the transition of getting a new product.
Yeah, it's important. You gotta have your squad.
Yes.
Hair squad.
Curly hair squad. The squad that's shampoo is always way more than the conditioner.
And you go so fast.
That's the squad.
Yeah.
But speaking of you. Anyway. Back to the serious stuff.
But that is serious.
That is very serious.
Trust.
But Stitchers is also serious. You were on that show on Freeform.
That was so much fun.
Playing
seems
Nina.
Like forever ago now. That was a lot of fun.
Such a hot couple, you and
Oh, thank
Cameron.
You. Thank you.
That was, like, really great, like, on-screen moments.
Yeah.
But how was your experience doing that show?
Oh, it was just fun.
Yeah?
We had to show up and have fun. It was easy and comfortable, and we just had a good time.
I get that vibe from, like, the Freeform shows.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, everybody seems to like each other on those shows, and those shows do so well.
I think for that reason.
Yeah.
You have to have a bunch of people that like each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think audiences, especially now, are smart.
Oh, my. Especially, and then you can go on social media and, like, just really be a spy and figure it out.
That was the thing about that show, for me, the social media.
Really?
Like, the kind of comments and stuff I got. People hated Nina, which was really fun.
It's because
because they believed in Camden.
Yeah. And that's the thing when you have when you're a couple on a show, and then there might be somebody else who wants to take that spot, and other people, all the fans, you know, speculate, come up with these names.
I
can imagine.
But it was fun for me.
You're
like, okay,
at times were you rooting for your relationship, or were you rooting for the
Camden? I mean, or Camston. Camston. Yeah. I did from, like, a selfish perspective of, like, I need a job. You know what I mean? And
I hear
thought
you.
They were a really cute couple.
They were.
And that, like, Nina brought good things out in him. And, but looking at from being a fan of other shows where there's a main couple and then someone else comes in, then I could get it. And I was like, no, I gotta go.
Do you feel like, from your perspective, do you feel like Well, I watched one episode, not one, so I saw one scene where her baby girl's nose was bleeding, and you were on the phone with her like, where is Cam? And I was like, tell her, Nina, you ask some questions, you figure it out, okay? Because she is acting a little shady.
She did act a little
shady. Yeah, did you think that she was acting a little
shady? I thought she was acting a little shady.
Okay.
Yeah, it's confusing. I actually haven't seen the following season since I've been in.
Because I think they're starting up season 3.
I think they might be starting season
4. They just ended season 3.
But I did think it was a little shady.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff she was doing. And I'm like, do you want him? Do you not want him? Why won't you let him be happy if you don't want him?
Girl, I was with you.
Whatever. I had fun. I had a lot of fun. And that's what matters from my selfish perspective.
Exactly. Because then, you know, if that wouldn't have happened, you wouldn't have been on HBO's The Leftovers.
So many
next opportunity. What was that like?
It was...
Well, it's that premise. Like... I didn't even know at first. I was like, Leftovers, okay. And then I figured out, like, basically.
It's heavy and it's complex.
Deep. It is deep. Like, I don't even know how I want to set this up. So I do have a clip from a scene of you on The Leftovers. It's when you are on that bridge.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if, like, I was PMSing that day, but I just got so emotional. Like, I wanted, a tear was just about to come out of my face. Like, and I haven't even watched the show.
It's probably because of Regina King, let's be honest.
Just everything. Like, the way it was shot, I was just like, what am I feeling right now?
That's what that show is.
I don't know. I didn't know what I was feeling, but I liked it. I was like, I don't know what this is.
But I want more.
But I want more. So I'm just going to show you guys this clip, and you're going to be like, what did I just watch? Like, you know, I was. And then, yeah, we'll just, like, tell them what this show is about. Okay, here
we go. We are the 9,261. We are not spared.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
That is intense, no? Like, that was intense.
Yeah, it was.
Like, that was intense. Wow. You, like, acting. Like, oh my gosh.
Wow. It's what? Easy with Regina King.
Real, that's what, say. Yeah, what was that like working with her?
So, I grew up a fan of her.
She's a resume.
Yeah, she does. And when I saw that she was playing my mom, I, like, freaked out. I called my mom, like, you're being replaced. I'm just kidding. I was so excited. And as soon as I met her, after mm-hmm. like after the meeting and getting started, I forgot she was Regina King.
Wow. Because
she's so humble and lovely and kind, and she, like, opened up her home to us and made us food.
Oh,
and
I
was like, I'm here for you. You can ask me anything about the industry. Just so lovely and warm and wonderful. And that just transfers into her acting.
Yeah.
She's just fully present and there and giving, and it was just super easy to do that heavy stuff.
So yeah. Basically this happens after this sudden departure where I guess like 2% of the world's population disappears, and then with that happening, these cults are emerging.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, tell me about your character then on this show, on The Leftovers.
Yeah, so at the beginning, when we first meet Evie, who's the character I played.
Yes.
So that was the beginning of season two. Season one, we have this main family, the Garveys, and that's Justin Theroux and Amy Brenneman and their kids. And then all that stuff goes down, and so then Justin Theroux decides to move his kids and his new family, which is Carrie Coon.
Yes.
To this town in Texas. They move next door to the Murphys, which was Regina King and Kevin Carroll and their kids, Javonna Depot and I. We played that family. And when we first meet Evie, she's this happy teenager who's, like, really good and choir and sports.
She sings.
She plays softball. Mm-hmm. She's normal and popular and happy. And then she goes missing with her two best friends at the end of the first episode. There's this earthquake, and then these girls go missing. And so then the whole rest of the season is spent looking for them. What happened? Was there another departure where they just disappeared, or did they run away, or what? And then it's a spoiler if you're not going to watch it. Or if you are going to watch it, don't listen. At the end, that's when it turns out that those girls ran away and joined one of those cults to like mess with everyone's lives and screw up the town.
Is this like based on a true, like, are these like
thank
true
God stories? No.
Because I'm like, wow.
Maybe like to some things, degree. Yeah. I'm sure some elements of it are, but all together.
That's
no.
So crazy.
Yeah. So then what we see is the first time that Regina, her character, Erica, sees her daughter and is like, oh my gosh, she's alive. Yay. And then she goes and then her daughter actually turned on her. And so the first time she's seeing her in how long, some sort of months, she's like, oh, my baby. And then she's like, I don't know you.
Yeah, I've like already, I'm in this new world, new life.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's so much fun.
I know. I'm like,
so fun.
So intense. But you're working with Regina King. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. Is there any other show? I know we were talking before we started filming about like shows and TV stuff, but like, what shows would you want to be on that you haven't been on?
Man, I just started Big Little Lies. I know I'm definitely behind. Girl. I just started that. I'm on episode 2. And I know I haven't even like got into it yet, but already I'm like,
I want like I need to like get what? Your number after this so when you finish the finale,
we can talk about it.
I just want to hear your reaction.
I have a feeling
because it sucks
already.
Now I can't talk to anybody about it. Like I want
no one else
somebody
has watched it
because like everybody who I've watched it with was with me, so we all know. So like it'll be like thrilling for me to hear somebody
to hear
else
a new perspective.
Yeah,
like, be like
what is happening? Yeah, I can live vicariously through you. Like I'm like finding out the finale for myself,
yeah,
all over
fun.
Again for the first time.
Yeah.
Yo, Big Little Lies is so good, and they're going to do a season 2.
I wonder how, because I haven't finished it, but I already feel like it's going to be like,
yeah, it's one of those
gonna
things.
It's going to conclude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how will it conclude?
Exactly.
But
okay. Nicole Kidman and
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. She's amazing.
She walked by me at a party recently,
what?
And I was like,
she's just like a beautiful,
she's just a
gracious
goddess walking.
Yeah,
she's just
she
a
is.
Goddess.
She is, and her acting in this is just like unbelievable. Like unbelievable. And
did you see Lion? Did you see Lion?
No. What is Lion?
It came out last year. It was in the Oscar race, mm-hmm. and she's in that.
And it's
and
amazing.
It's a totally different character. She's just
all around amazing. She's Nicole Kidman.
She's Nicole Kidman.
You know,
she can do no wrong.
Not at all. Even when she kissed Alexander Skarsgård at the
wait, what?
Yeah,
I didn't hear about that.
It was like a weird, like he won, I think, for I think maybe his role in Big Little Lies, and he came up to get his award, and he was coming down the aisle, and he like saw her, and was like, "Oh, hey!" And like I think he like reached in for like the cheek kiss,
and she went
ended
on,
up,
she went for it.
It just ended up like on the lips.
Oh, it happens.
I mean, if I were him, I would be like,
"Whoops!"
Nicole Kidman just kissed me. But I think she like I think
it.
She did an interview and she cleared it up.
She was like, it was an accident.
I didn't even want to hear it. I'm just letting
I have
it go.
If you want me to play it.
Oh, you do?
I want to
oh
see
my gosh,
it.
Yes, we have to see this.
I'm
we have
curious.
To see it.
What? Was he like, hello, Nicole?
At the 69th Emmy Awards, Alexander Skarsgård.
Oh yeah, let's show them what he did.
I'm ready.
Yeah. It was an interesting, you know, little kiss. But I'm here for it.
I am too.
And you know, that's why I didn't like really care. I'm like, oh, you don't need to explain. You're Nicole Kidman. You kiss whoever you want to
you
on the list.
Kiss whoever you want.
Oh my gosh.
You don't need to explain. You don't need to defend yourself.
No, you know what you need to listen to if you like Big Little Lies is Spotify has like this soundtrack of all the songs. Like,
oh, cool.
Like, because they have really good music that they have like throughout the entire series that they play.
Oh, sweet.
It's like that really good, like, old school like feel. It's like
yeah.
so good. Like they have like the Alabama Shakes and like
oh yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. Mm-hmm. I listen
okay.
to that when I'm like trying
okay,
to be
so
all
it's not
like
the actual video, but it does show the kiss.
Okay,
okay
yeah,
that's
please,
important.
Yeah, that's
we
what's
just
important.
Need
we just need
kiss.
Proof.
I'll go ahead and play it for you one sec.
I can't have her
exactly
thinking that I'm just out here
about.
Lying, spreading lies on
oh,
Nicole Kidman.
No, I know. I know you're not. I'm ready.
You know,
Alexander Skarsgård won an Emmy for his role on Big Little Lies. While walking up to accept his award, co-star Nicole Kidman congratulated the actor with a kiss on the lips. This happened all the while standing next to husband Keith Urban. The internet blew up with people going crazy over the kiss, especially right in front of Urban. In the HBO series Big Little Lies, Kidman and Skarsgård play husband and wife. To them, the kiss was probably not a big deal at all.
Fascinating.
That narration sounds like Suri's brother was reading it to me. But yeah, huh. Alexander, you know Alexander Skarsgård, his brother plays Pennywise.
Yeah. Did you see it?
Oh yeah.
Twice in one day I saw it.
What?
I love
Twice
it.
In one day.
I love that movie.
No, I loved it too. People were like, how's it? Like, was it scary? And I was like, it's so funny. They're like, what?
It's hilarious. It moved me.
Yeah.
Those kids were really good.
I was like, one thing that I didn't like, I was like, I don't like my monsters not to have boundaries. Like, he was just popping up in the daytime. I'm like, what kind of monster are you? Come on.
Keep it to the evening. Keep it to after
just
dark.
Just coming in here, you know, broad daylight, just popping in on us.
Yeah,
like,
that's
what
so
is
cool.
this?
Uh-uh. That was the scariest part, too.
Yeah, I like to be like, hey, you come between when it's dark out and when the sun rises.
That I can't argue with.
You know?
That I can't get mad at you for.
Because then it made me upset when I was just jumping like I was like a little
yeah.
squirrel in the
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, I know.
I scared the man next to me. I was like, I'm so sorry, sir. So sorry.
But
yeah,
it
was worth it. I loved it. And the cast is amazing. Those kids.
Amazing.
They were like little grown adults.
I know.
It was so cute.
They really were.
I loved it. I loved it.
I know. Every time I say that, I'm like, oh my gosh.
I'm like, I loved it. It.
Yeah, I loved it. The movie.
You know.
Yeah.
Pennywise. So, do you like Halloween? Like, it's like Halloween, one of your.
It's not like one of my biggest
favorite holidays,
one of my main, but I enjoy it.
You
I
enjoy
like
it
a lot. Yeah.
Oh, what did you dress up for last year?
I didn't dress up last year, but the year before that, I was a banana.
What? Like you had like a whole?
It was just cut.
What?
A banana.
So you're the type of person that like if you're gonna dress up for Halloween, you're gonna go all out.
Dress up, or I'm gonna dress.
You're
up.
Gonna dress up.
Yes.
That's me. Like tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow. Tuesday at work, they want to dress up, but I'm not in the mood, and I don't want to do this, but I have a red dress, and I'm like, I'm just going to go buy some devil ears and be like, this is a devil. This is all I could go
for. It works. Just do it mean girl style.
You know?
You know.
You know, I'm a mouse. Duh. Get some mouse ears. Duh. Any type of ears on my head, and then,
okay. You can call it a day.
Okay, good, because then for the rest of the show, we're going to talk about some good Halloween stuff.
Okay.
If you're interested.
Let's do it.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, yeah, because you're going to be my co-host.
Okay, cool.
But before we get into that.
Yeah.
There's another show that you're going to be a part of that I'm obsessed with now that I've been watching. Guys, have you heard about Love on Netflix?
It's so cute.
It's such a great show. Like, it's amazing. Judd
it's
Apatow
really
has... I don't know. It's just a masterpiece.
I love all of his stuff.
It's like good. It's so good. It's hilarious. Yeah. It's just like, it has no filter at times.
No filter.
And if you guys want to see what I'm talking about, I do have a trailer for you.
Don't worry.
And like, it has two seasons on Netflix, so you definitely can binge watch by the time you get to see Jasmine on, you know? Perfect timing.
It works out perfect.
So let's take a look at Love. This is the season one trailer.
So that'll be $2.35.
Dude, I don't have my wallet. Can I pay you back later?
This isn't a charity.
I'm good for it. I'll come right back.
Hey, you know what? I got this.
Okay.
And a pack of cigarettes?
A pack of smokes.
Parliaments. Hey, I have money. I can pay you back.
It's totally cool. It's on me.
Don't be a fucking hero. I'm Mickey.
I'm Gus.
Follow me.
Do.
I'm a program manager at a radio station.
I could never date a coworker. What a bad idea.
Yeah, what a bad idea.
Maybe we should both quit. I'm joking. One of us quit. I'm kidding.
You know what's good for a hangover? Weed.
Fluids? Oh.
You're really good at that.
You're like a 40-year-old, 12-year-old.
My last girlfriend, she hated it when I ate fast food.
Is that why you guys broke up?
She cheated on me.
Maybe now would be a good time to get the boxes out of my house.
It's just boxes of DVDs.
They're Blu-rays.
Okay, well, it's just shit you can watch online.
These Blu-rays have, like, exclusive special features, you bitch.
My ex, I think he's still really hung up on me.
She's a fucking whore.
I told you not to call her that.
Oh, shit. Thank you for defending my honor.
I am the one that called you a whore.
Nobody ever just pulls you aside and goes, hey, just so you know, relationships are fucking bullshit.
I just think we're two nice people who gave it our best shot. Anyway, I'm into chubby guys.
I just keep believing in this fucking lie that a relationship evolves and gets better. Where do these lies come from? Fucking movies. Pretty Woman? Fuck you! Sweet Home Alabama? Ugh. Lies? When Harry Met Sally? Fucking lies? Homeland Season 3?
Very confusing.
Get it out of my body!
Where are you from?
Brookings, South Dakota.
My mom always tells me I should date a Midwestern boy because they're really sweet and honest.
Oh, really? Well, tell your mom to go fuck herself. I'm kidding. It's a joke. I didn't.
I got it.
Oh, my gosh. I love love. I like it. It's so funny.
It makes me feel good.
Yeah.
But it's also like relatable.
No, it's so relatable. And they're like, I love the character. I love them too. Yeah. I can't wait to see like how their characters like really come together. Because I'm like really, I think I'm on episode 4.
Okay.
So I'm like really
You're
still
like
early.
Right,
yeah. So I'm like really ready to see like.
And they're such nice people.
How this, yeah.
In real life.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about you being a part of Love.
I can't say much.
You
have to just watch it. I'm sorry, but you're going to laugh.
But next year, right? 2018.
Yeah, I don't know when.
The big debut.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 2018 is going to be a good year for me.
Oh, okay. Because 2017, you're getting all the jobs. 2018,
just,
even
just
more
keep
jobs.
Keep it going.
You know?
Just keep it going.
Keep the money flowing.
Keep the money.
Keep the money flowing.
Flowing money for all.
Fur coats for everyone. I say that every time I get paid. My friends are like, can you go out? I'm like, yeah, I just got paid like, fur coats for you. And then I look at my balance.
You're
like,
oh, never mind.
Yeah, so.
I'll make a down payment on that fur coat I'm going to get you in 2025. Yeah.
Okay. Layaway.
Exactly. By fur coat, I mean Walmart clearance
fur coat.
Yeah,
by fur coat, like very faux, very faux.
But it's still
But hey,
a coat.
It's a coat.
That's what matters.
PETA won't, you know.
He won't come at you.
Yeah, come at you.
It's not real.
It's not real.
We're on the same page.
Okay, we're here.
We're good.
Here. Yeah, my job, they have these leather skirts, and they name them, like, vegan leather.
Oh. What's that?
I guess.
What does that mean?
Not leather
not
at all.
Not real leather.
Yeah.
But it's like recycled.
Vegan leather jacket. I'm like,
That doesn't have the same ring to it.
It
Even though I'm like
very,
not about animal cruelty,
like a,
it still
yeah, it sounds,
sounds
like
weird.
A, I don't know if I'm going to eat the leather
yeah, exactly.
skirt. Or
and I suppose you wear it and then you eat it. That's perfect. Dual
perfect.
Usage.
You know?
When you're at the restaurant, you can't afford dinner. It's okay. I brought
it's okay. I brought my skirt. Just going to take it off. Can I have some, a knife? I just want to cut a piece off. That's the vegan leather skirt. It's for all purposes. So,
exactly. Anyway,
back to Halloween.
Back to Halloween.
Speaking of leather, just joking, that's a horrible transition. Let's go into some Halloween stuff. Like I said, so
yes.
You are, I don't know what I'm going to be for Halloween. Did you want to be something like really special this year? Did you want to be Pennywise?
No, but that would be so much fun.
I'm like, you should have done
it.
That.
We've been practicing the voice.
Candy
oh, so
from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, she dressed up as Pennywise.
Did she?
Mm-hmm.
I bet she killed it.
Yeah. My
did
mom
she do
told
the
me
voice?
About it.
That's what I want to know.
I think she said, I don't know if she did the voice. I think the caption was like something he
oh.
said.
Okay.
Something about.
It's she
the
actually
balloon.
Got in a gutter and said that, and that's where she gave candy to the children.
Somebody should do that.
That'd be really funny.
Somebody should
funny
do that, but yeah, but maybe not. Maybe not.
Could end up in prison.
I love those memes where it's like, I have this down here and like people are like going down in the gutter to get what they have.
Yeah.
It was like some girl like going to the club and Pennywise like, I have Hennessy down here. And the girl's like,
okay,
let me go down in the gutter then. So
is it free?
Is it free?
Two for one?
Yeah. Or like, or I think when fall came, it was like, I have pumpkin spice lattes.
Oh, then many jokes I just did not make.
Look, I'm like,
got my Uggs on.
Yeah, I'm like, it's,
I'm coming.
I'm coming. I do like a pumpkin spice latte.
I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah,
it's when I get the most basic. Is when
I know.
They bring out the pumpkin spice.
Yeah, that's. I'm like, oh gosh, I hate to be that girl that people are talking
but
about in memes,
year,
but
it feels good. Got to do what feels good.
You have to.
You
got to
do what feels right.
And then, oh, speaking of that, we're gonna talk about a drink that is at Starbucks, but first. Let's get into some hot topics. So,
okay.
The first thing, oh my God, is this candy? Is this candy?
Dang,
oh, yeah.
She committed.
Whoa.
But she tried to make it sexy. This is confusing.
This is very,
she
this
looks creepy
sexy.
As can be, but then she's wearing that.
It kind of looks like Bride of Chucky meets Pennywise.
Pennywise. I don't like it. I mean, I can respect it and appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't. Oh my gosh, my voice. I don't know.
Huh.
I'm not feeling it.
I'm not feeling it.
I'm not
either.
Really feeling it. I thought
but
it was
my
gonna.
Hat's off.
And I heard it through hearsay. My mom. She told me.
Your mom is on it.
Yeah, my mom is on it. She's on it. Yeah, Snoop Stewart is on the job with the trends. Yeah, I don't know. Aw, Candy. It's okay. You know.
Okay, you tried.
You tried. A for effort.
I want to know if she did that makeup or if a makeup artist did. Because if she did, then I'm really impressed.
You know, I did a half of skull on my face, like, one time. Like, I was a dead bride. And I did, like, half my face the skull. Yeah, but it was, like, one of those things where we were getting ready. It was, like, crunch time. And I was, like,
yeah,
wiped it off. I'm, like, I'm not going to do it. And then my friend was, like, no, you bought all this makeup to do it.
It probably looks so much better than you thought it did.
And then I did it the second time. And I was, like, okay, it's coming together.
Yeah, you just have to have the confidence.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Confidence will get you a lot of things, a lot of places. But we have something. It's next in casting. And I don't know if you heard, but just in time for Halloween, there is going to be a special on YouTube. It is Fight of the Living Dead, Paradise Calls. Oh, have you heard about this?
I have not.
They take YouTube stars and put them in like this zombie apocalypse type setting.
Okay.
And they're trying to see who is going to
survive.
Yeah, so Jake Paul, all these other YouTube stars.
But it's like a Deira joke, right?
And Ken. Yeah.
I've been listening to some scary murder podcasts, and so I'm like, this could
Sword
be real.
Sword and Scales?
Yes.
No, I
can't. Are you number 43 and number 44?
Wait.
The kid from Canada?
Oh,
who was
my
like,
gosh. I was like, no.
Literally, I just.
I can't.
No. I want to tell you, but it'll freak you out too much. Because they play the audio of the actual murders.
No, I know. I had to stop.
I had to stop.
There was one where the kid, they were trying to eat the children or something.
No. This one, it was, okay. Oh, my. Okay, yeah. This
yeah, guy, guys, the Sword and Scales, if you want to be disgusted. Mm-mm.
Like, actually, I almost threw up. I was driving because they played the audio of this. I don't even, it's not even appropriate to say.
It's
brutal murders.
It's brutal murders. Like,
I was
brutal.
Like, oh, I want to learn about lawyers and law and, like, dealing with crime murder. And then.
No, and it's scary. It's like on Sunday, October 29th, in the hometown of Los Angeles, California, there was this and that. And we have the audio. And they had one where they were chatting about eating children in the chat room, and they were playing like the chat, like what the chat was saying via computer, and it was
real stuff. So you said that I'm like, no, they shouldn't go. Get out. And it's a trap.
I thought
they're gonna get you. It's not fake. It's real. Run, Jake Paul, run.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's why. And people at my job were telling me, like, because you know I do a job where I'm like always on the computer, so I'm like, oh, I want to pass by the time. Sometimes I get tired of like listening to music all the time.
Yeah.
So like, oh yeah,
listen to a murder podcast.
And all of them are like, yeah, Sword and Scales, and I'm like,
they're
okay.
Just so blasé
and like
about
new,
it.
And I'm the new girl, so I was like, okay. And then I'm listening to it. I'm doing my work and I'm like hearing this stuff and I was like, what is wrong
with you? So
you
know what you
people?
Do? I go back and forth between Sword and Scale and Two Dope Queens.
What is Two Dope Queens?
I'm
you know what?
Going back and forth between
I've been
those
doing this
two.
One called Bitch Sesh, and it basically is about it's a breakdown of the Real Housewives by the, like
yes.
These two girls who used to be on SNL, and they are like hilarious.
That sounds amazing.
It's really funny. It's like amazing.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah.
I gotta throw that in there.
Bitch Sesh. And yeah, I have to throw in
disturbed.
The Two Dope Queens because I've been so on Bitch Sesh that I was like, oh gosh, I want to get into something else.
Yeah.
But okay.
When you find the one you love.
I know. It's hard to like get
it's
out.
Hard,
but
yeah.
Sword and Scales, I don't know.
Ooh, don't listen or do, but like don't eat first.
If you want to be,
don't
eat.
First. Don't eat while you're listening.
I had to play like the Kevin Hart like
comedy special.
Comedy special.
Yeah.
Right after I listened to it, I was like,
disturbing.
I am not.
I can't listen past like once the sun's going down. I was halfway through, but I was like, I have to stop. I'm not gonna be able to sleep tonight.
Bad.
And I was home alone.
So wait, how many episodes have you listened
just
to?
Just one and a half. That's it.
Me too.
That's it.
I think I've listened to like 30 minutes and I was like,
that's
yeah,
all.
This is pretty good for
it's
me. Like,
a
but
lot.
Some people are really into it.
Yeah, my friend who sent it to me, she's listened to all of them. She was telling me about this other one. She sent me this other link to this other podcast about this girl who like got in a car with a stranger, and then he cut off both of her arms, but then she, like, turned them into stumps and climbed up a mountain, and, like, it was insane.
Oh, my God.
But it's so fascinating.
Yeah, that's because my boss at my job, because she's the one who told me, she's like, yeah, she's like, but, like, maybe don't, like, search for it, like, through our browser here. And I was like, huh? Like, and that was before I even knew. She's like, yeah, because, like, some of the stories are, like, kind of weird, so I don't know, like, if they search
it'll seem...
She's like, I don't know if they search that stuff, but if they ever do, like, you probably don't want to... She's like, you probably don't want to have them, like, know that you're, like, listening. I'm like, what am I about to listen to? And now
but
I know
it is that
it's
bad.
Just disgusting people.
Anyway, we got us real off topic.
Yeah,
so this creepy
Paul.
Murder house that Jake Paul is going to go into.
Yeah, and all the rest of the YouTube, Vine, Instagram people, they're going to be, you know, trying to survive. And we have a clip, so let's roll it.
Let's watch it.
In 2016, 10 YouTube stars took part in an epic challenge.
Go.
To survive the zombie apocalypse for 72 hours. Only two returned.
How do we get out of here?
Today, a new experiment begins. Initiate Paradise Calls.
Let me be the first to welcome you to the site of the upcoming Paradise Call Music Festival.
Come in, Coach. I'm ready.
Woo!
You're in an extremely dangerous situation right now. Your number one goal should be to simply survive.
It's game time.
Somebody help me!
Get the key!
If you guys want to play games, I'm going to show you how the game is played, my boy.
There's zombies by the door. Hold on.
They're coming.
Sana, they're out to get us, and they're trying to turn us into zombies.
Jake is nowhere to be seen.
Jesus Christ. This is scary.
I really, really don't know what I signed up for.
No one's safe, bro.
This is crazy.
Kind of want to watch that.
I kind of do too.
That was intriguing.
I just want to see who, like, makes
who
it.
Who survives.
Yeah. Because I'm not good at that stuff. Like, do you like going to, like, the Universal Horror Nights? And
I do.
Oh,
I do like
you. You're one of those.
I like to be scared when I know I'm safe.
Really?
I know.
I cannot do it.
It's fun.
I can't. Like, my friends loved going, and they think that if they tell me, like, oh, you're lame, I'm going to be like...
You're like, no, I know what I like.
Yeah.
I like to be in a warm bath. At home where I pay my rent on time. That's what I like.
I'm like, I don't want to go. I don't want to be scared. Like, I just don't. I'd rather be scared in my house. I just feel like...
Watching a TV show?
Yeah, because one time... I just had a bad experience at Not Scary Farm. Like, they ganged up on me and I fell. And ever since then, I was like, nope. Never again.
Oh, that's not fun.
It was sad.
I was just there.
And I got... Yeah, ran all the way to the gift shop. They followed me there. I was never safe.
That's not, like, they shouldn't, that shouldn't be allowed. That
just
shouldn't be
sad
okay.
Time. I was just really sad. And I was like,
well, I don't
we're leaving. They're like, we just got here. I'm like, we're leaving. I don't like it.
Oh, no.
They were so mad. So ever since they're like, you're so lame. Like, grow up.
No, I got hurt.
Yeah.
I am injured.
I wasn't even that hurt, to be honest. But I was like, oh, this is such great bait. Like, I'm really going to, like,
milk
this.
That. Yeah.
I was like, I just tripped. I was like, oh.
My knee.
I was like, oh, we got to go.
Oh, no, I hurt.
I was, like,
it.
Limping around the park. Like, ow. I don't even think I can just make
You better
it.
Give me my money back. Yeah. Ow. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's smart.
Yeah. You know, and then we weren't in there, like... So what about Universal? I'm like, if you think I can do knots, you think I'm gonna do Universal?
No. That's like on a hill.
Yeah.
That sounds much worse.
And this looks like well, not this, but the Paradise Calls looks like.
That looks insane. I wanna see that.
Yeah, Halloween though, so just in time. So like if you don't have
any
Halloween
plans,
anywhere
to go.
You can watch it on YouTube too. So that's really easy.
That's great.
Everybody has YouTube. If you don't, I question who you are as a person.
I do. And then how are you watching this?
How are you? Exactly.
That's confusing.
Hey.
We have questions. You have answers.
Let us know in the comments. Or not,
that.
Because you don't have YouTube.
You don't have YouTube. Rather than Twitter either. This is going to be a problem.
It's hard. But speaking of Halloween, another Halloween thing, when we were talking about pumpkin spice lattes, our next segment, Next or Nah, Starbucks has come out with the zombie frappuccino. Did you know that?
No. Is that like this the unicorn thing last year that was insane? Did you have that, by the way?
No, I wanted to because I didn't try because of the ingredients. And I actually don't know the ingredients inside of this one.
That's the thing that scares me. It's probably like 65,000 calories.
And like the sugar is crazy. So and they said sugar. The unicorn one like had some type of like syrup that I was just like.
Questionable.
Yeah. It's a lot of peach and different fruit flavors that I was just like. I don't know.
It's just all about the fab thing. See, we're already both like, nah.
So what do you think? Zombie frap. I kind of wanted to get it so I can just be a basic girl.
To know. Yeah, I would try it to say I tried it.
Instagram.
Exactly.
Zombie frappuccino.
I did it. Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag happy Halloween.
Hashtag,
Hashtag blessed. You saw it here first.
But personally, otherwise, no.
No,
I kind of don't like to do that much sugar.
Yeah, me neither.
It's
so sad. I don't know who I am anymore. I used to just put creamer and sugar in my coffee, and now
I'd have a donut. I'm just like pure cream.
If I have coffee, it's just black.
You know.
And people are like, "How old are you?" And I'm like,
also I'm gonna live till I'm very old, and I'm gonna feel good.
Exactly.
But then there's that argument of, but you could get hit by a car tomorrow. Why don't you just eat the donut?
Oh, I'm dang it, that makes sense. I'm tired of people guilt tripping me into that.
Let me do me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you like part of any health trends? Are you vegan or anything? Vegetarian?
At the moment, I'm just avoiding things that make me not feel good, which is dairy, gluten, sugar. And I feel better when I don't. You know.
I'm going to try that.
Even though... It's just listening to your body, you know?
My body's very angry at me then. Because every day it says, don't do it. Don't
but you
eat
do it
this
anyway.
Bag of hot
Here's
Cheetos
how you have
after
to,
a break. And I'm like, tell
hot
my friends,
Cheetos.
I'm like, I'm not going to eat hot Cheetos after break. And next thing you know, break is up. And
You've
I'm
had
like,
three bags.
I'm going to have a bag of hot Cheetos.
But they're so good.
They're so
I love hot Cheetos.
It's so
That good. Takes me back.
It's Yeah, it's like I have that and then I'm like... Yay, lunchtime. That's my sign that lunchtime is coming around the corner is when I finish my bag of hot Cheetos. Yeah. Like, lunch is in 30 minutes.
It's hard. But here's what you have to do. You just have to do it like ripping off a Band-Aid, clean cut. You can't ease your way into it because it's impossible. You have to just tomorrow eat a bag of carrots instead.
I
want to
go vegan.
Try it.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, I've been vegan before. I felt really good.
That's why I want to do it. I want
felt
the feeling.
Really, really good.
People are like, why do you want to be vegan? I'm like... So I don't feel tired because I'm always
really,
tired
though.
And I want more energy. Like the energy that I'm hearing that you get from being
it's
vegan,
insane.
I'm like, sign me up.
It's insane, but it's a commitment.
Because
at first you're going to feel good and then your energy is going to wane.
Yeah.
And then after like a few weeks, that's when you're like, oh, okay, now I feel the benefits. It's just like coming off of any addiction.
Do you snack more? I heard that you're more hungry when you're vegan.
Yeah. And I'm more of a grazer. In any way than like a meal eater, but especially if you're not eating meat like constantly, and you have to make sure you're getting a lot of protein, eating stuff with protein. You can do it.
Okay.
I believe in you.
I'm going to start next year. I think that's going to be my New Year's resolution.
It's a good idea.
Do you recommend like jumping right in or do you think I should
in? I really think so. I think it's always harder to like ease off of things because then you can like justify anything. Well,
just
I
go cold turkey.
Yeah. And then just really commit to that.
I think I'm going to try it. I'm surrounded by vegans at my job.
Oh, then it won't be too hard. You can ask for recommendations.
Like a test group. I'm like, so when did you start becoming vegan? Like, I thought it was so like, it's a different world that I've like never heard of. So I'm always like,
And it's a commitment.
Yeah.
But you can do it. Have you ever been to Cafe Gratitude or Gracias Madre?
No.
I haven't been to that one. Some of my friends went the other day, so it's amazing, a vegan restaurant. Cafe Gratitude, it's kind of expensive, but it's great. If you go to a couple vegan restaurants too in the process, you'll see vegan food can be delicious.
I know.
Which will be a good
I had cauliflower like hot wings, like buffalo wings, but they're like
Those
cauliflower.
Mm-hmm.
My life was changed. I was I could probably do this vegan thing. It sucks like I would have to give up like ice cream. But I mean I don't eat ice cream
That's
that much.
One. Have you ever been to Pressed Juicery?
No.
New obsession.
These are all these places that I need to guys. We're
See, there's
getting
a whole,
tips.
This is the best place. LA is the best place to go vegan or to go gluten free or dairy free or whatever.
I know.
Because we have everything. We're so
That's true. My
spoiled.
Friend is from Texas and she says for Thanksgiving they're like, we don't know what to do with you at this point because you're vegan. We're going
There's
to
nothing.
Still eat.
They're
meat.
Like gonna cook the broccoli and butter and cream.
Oh,
you know,
it's good. That's good.
It's really
It's good. Oh, but no. Jasmine, before you go,
yeah,
anything else that you want to promote so we can follow? Like, we need more. Yes. More Jasmine Savoy Brown.
Yes, I'm very excited.
You know what you honestly, I feel like you have, like, a really good look for that you could be casted in?
What?
Like, Dear White People.
I would love to. I actually haven't seen the show. I just saw the original movie.
The show was good.
But I loved the movie. And I loved the movie. Tessa Thompson and, like, that whole crew.
The show was actually really good.
I heard that. I finished that one.
I finished that one quick.
A couple of my friends said it was so good.
And it's the episodes are so short.
I read one of them. I read the pilot and I was like, dang, this is good. It's good writing.
It's good. It's great writing.
It's really good writing.
So do you watch, like, all, like, the Fox shows, like Empire? And
I've seen
because you sing. So I would think you would do Empire, like, Empire or Star or something.
I auditioned for Stars. I got, like, really close on that.
Oh. It's okay.
But it always works out how it's supposed to. I just got on a new show that I am loving. It's not out yet. It's coming out in 2018. It's called For the People.
For the People.
It's a new ABC show from Shondaland. Girl, I'm so excited.
Look,
it's already DVR.
Shonda is Ruth. Creates stuff. It's like, girl, what?
It's so good. It's so much fun. It's about a bunch of young lawyers in New York City.
Ooh.
In the Southern District. Starting out their professional lawyering careers. Mm-hmm. And I'm playing a public defender and I'm working.
So you're a lawyer?
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah. It's so
What
much
is that
fun.
Like? It's like, I you know, you see it on TV, like you watch Law and Order, you're like, okay, like, all right. Yeah. But what is it really like to, like, read a script being a lawyer, like, trying to portray that?
Well, it's a big learning curve. There's so much, like, so many of the words I say, I'm like, I don't even know what this
means.
So I'm researching a lot, which is actually really fun. It's a good excuse to, like, listen to these murder podcasts and watch stuff. I'm just now watching the OJ Made in America documentary. I hadn't watched that when it came out because it was such a big time commitment, but now it's like, this is like work. I'm watching this and I'm learning. So I'm getting to learn a lot, which is also kind of disheartening and hard. Learning more about our criminal justice system and what BS a lot of it is. So
and does this show, like, is it different cases each episode?
Yeah. And so there's,
because
10...
you know, like How to Get Away, it's kind of like they focus on maybe one other case, but it's mainly just, like, one major case that they focus on throughout the entire season,
which is really cool.
Yeah,
but it's totally the opposite.
Okay.
So there's 10 main characters, but then there's really a core 8 of us, and so it's 3 public defenders and their mentor, and then 3 prosecutors and their mentor, and I'm one of the public defenders. And every episode we focus on just 1 or 2 characters.
Okay,
are the main focus and their cases, and then also all the other characters have cases too. But it's just, since it's an ensemble cast, different people are featured each episode.
What?
But it's so much fun, and I'm working mostly with Britt Robertson, who's recently on Girl Boss.
Okay.
We're best friends on the show, and she's just a dream to work with, and everyone is.
I watched, like, a few episodes of that, too.
I didn't see it, but I saw the trailer, and it looks so good.
It's cute. It's amazing, like, the year, because I think it's supposed to be, like, 2008, 2000.
Yeah, it was pretty recent.
Yeah, like, it's supposed to be 2008. I'm like, huh, this is how we were dressing then.
I know, wasn't that long ago?
Yeah, I'm like, how's it that long ago? I'm like, it looks dated still, but it's like, wow, it's only 2008.
San Francisco, right?
Yeah, San Francisco.
It's probably, like, quirky.
Yes, so it's so different. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So it's come out in 2018.
For the
people. In January. Yeah.
Who are, do you, like, and can you say, like, who's on the cast with you?
Yeah. Let's see. Putting me on the spot. So, me, Britt Robertson, Ben Rappaport, Wissam Keish, Susanna Flood, Reggae. What is his last name? I don't actually know his last name, but he's British. Hope Davis, Ben Shankman, Vondi Curtis Hall, and
look at
Anna,
you.
Devere Smith. I did it. I get a high five for that.
No, you did. I was like, she did this. No flashcards.
Bam.
Okay.
I love my castmates. That's why I've never been able to do that before. Don't ask me about everyone in any other show.
Like,
I love,
like,
my
so
cast.
Name everybody. Just kidding.
And I have to go. Yeah. I love the cast. I love the producers and all the directors we've had. And it's a really special show.
Are all the cast members, like, around, like, you guys are, like, around each other, same age group?
For the most part, yeah. So there's, like, 3 different age groups. Mm-hmm. It's, like, those of us that are fresh out of law school, and then our mentors, and then the judges.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. There's, like, 3 generations on the show, and people of different color and ethnicity, and sexuality. It's super, super cool.
What was it like, or how many times did you get to meet Miss Shonda?
So far, I've only met her a couple of times because she's a busy woman.
I bet she's doing done. Like has so many shows.
She's got
on
so
the
much
air,
going
yeah.
on. But when she is around, she's present and open and just lovely. Aww. And she's just a really awesome role model. Yeah. You know, I think she's so cool.
Super genius.
Yeah. How many shows does she?
She has Grey's.
Grey's, Scandal, How to Get Away. Her firefighter show that's coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's like five.
The Catch was recently on. It just was
Shondaland. Yeah. Yeah, when TGIT is on. Okay.
It's fun to get on Twitter on Thursdays.
Yeah.
See everything blowing up.
I know you can't go on Twitter because when I tried to go on Twitter one time, that's how I found out Wes died.
No.
Oh, did I spill?
Because you got
that for
on.
You? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, did I ruin that for everybody? Oh, but yeah, it's not. Oh, yeah.
Because you got on. That's how
yes.
you found out.
I was like seeing like Wes.
That's
died.
Why I haven't gone on and since Stranger like, Things season two because we're still watching it.
Yeah.
Not done yet. So I'm like, I can't get on Twitter.
Yeah. Because they were like, Wes died, and I was like, what?
That is actually so rude.
She's
to do
like,
that.
No, she's cutthroat. Like she will just.
I mean,
like,
a fan. Yeah, but I guess yeah. that's what you do. You live
yeah,
tweet.
But I can't believe she even cut him out.
Yeah,
like I was
know.
Like, wait, what?
I know it's good TV.
Yeah, and he was great little eye candy to have like on the show. You know, for Wes. R.I.P. Wes.
I know.
But yeah, that's how I found out. Twitter ruined that's, it. Twitter ruins
sucks.
Everything.
That
I'm
sucks.
Sorry. Yeah. With our generation. What a generation.
Oh, what a generation.
What all the kids these days and their social media.
Oh,
and,
man.
Spoiling everything. But I'm so excited for you, for
Thank
the
you.
People.
Yeah.
And when can we expect that again to come out?
2018. Sometime at the beginning of
oh,
the year.
Oh, 2018 is looking up. You're doing love for
year.
The people. They're going to be like, I thought I saw her in this and I thought I saw her in that. And you're going to be like, yep, you did. You did. She's working. She's out here working. Jasmine Savoy Brown, it's been such a pleasure having
it was so
you.
Fun.
It was so much fun.
Thank
you for diving into our little Halloween topics.
Thanks for letting me.
Yeah. You're such a great co-host. It's
Thanks.
Like it was like,
anytime.
It was nice.
Let's
yeah.
do this again.
Oh yeah, no, especially come back when you have to you know, promote.
Yeah, when we're promoting
for the
show,
people
yeah, yeah.
and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll definitely come back.
It'll be fun. Maybe we'll like do like a cool little like law game or something.
Oh, we'll see how I feel.
Yeah,
about
let's
that.
Say
maybe I'll test you
something.
On
yeah.
stuff.
Oh yeah.
I'll ask you what do things mean. What is the Fifth
yeah,
Amendment?
Yeah, come back. Yeah. You know what? Look.
Girl, I know. It's okay. See,
look,
that's
I'm
why
like,
I don't want you to ask me the questions.
Yeah.
I'll
I
ask
know,
you
huh?
the questions.
What is pro bono? Okay. Well, guys.
On that note.
Yeah, like, I'm like, no, I think it's, like, for free, right? You're a lawyer for free, right?
You're doing, like, work for
Yeah, you work for free.
Money.
I'm like, I think.
You get paid later.
You get paid later.
Or on the
or,
hour.
I think.
See?
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out by the
There's
time.
There's a lot to learn. Look at this head shaking.
You know what? We're trying. We're trying one day
How
at
many
a time.
Hours are in a day? How much can we do?
You know?
We're here.
We're just humans.
I did my makeup. I put on deodorant.
Hey.
And I ate lunch. I'm proud.
That's
it's
a lot.
It's a Sunday.
It's a,
what
it's
can
a
you expect
Sunday
from me
and
on
Halloween's
a Sunday.
Coming up. It's a lot of stuff going
aye,
on.
Aye.
Guys, this is Raylan T. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taryn. Jasmine, let everyone know where they
yes.
can find you.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N, no E, Savoy, at Jasmine Savoy.
And remember to follow all things Black Hollywood Live by going to BHL online on Instagram and Twitter. And don't forget to listen to us on iTunes, on all the other places that we're featured. And I will see you next week. And have a happy Halloween. Eat lots of candy for me.
Yes.
Okay, for the both of us.
Gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free candy. What is that?
Like, I'm
a
like...
corn chip?
Nothing. Bye, guys. See you next week.
For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram @KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.